Life by Design 66, a strategy to protect your value against AI as a creative. AI is making low-end clients more difficult to work with, turning designers into implementers instead of thinkers. So here's how to avoid being devalued and position yourself as the strategic, expert, high-value clients actually need. So this morning I had a call that actually made me want to black out my webcam. A prospect reached out about a website project. Of course, he designed it himself using AI, and he wanted me to implement his masterpiece. But within seconds of seeing his design, I basically knew it was a bag of shit. They weren't a paying client yet, but I still see it as my job to call a spade and advise them honestly, rather than, you know, give them the pretty picture and tell them what they want to hear. For the design, the colours were clashing, the spacing was inconsistent, typography would make your eyes bleed. It was not selling a quality experience. I gently suggested some improvements, but he quickly told me how wrong I was. He basically said, "I know what I'm doing. I asked ChatGPT, it instructed me to use negative space. So you're wrong." Of course, I'd started explaining that negative space wasn't really relevant to legibility in this context. It was the colours and the contrast that was the problem. But he quickly overrode me to tell me I was wrong about that as well. And also, I was to recreate his design pixel perfect without any modifications and not use my initiative on it. And also, it needs to be done yesterday since he had a big launch coming up and he left things a bit late. But it should only take a good developer a few hours to build it since he'd already designed it. Oh, and also, he paid a web developer to do it, but they'd let him down, so I was to charge him less since he'd already paid for it once already. Huge red flags. Needless to say, I get a few calls like this every quarter. It's no biggie. At this point, it was obvious we weren't going to be a good fit, so as soon as I could get a word in, I politely gave him a few pointers, wished him luck, and excused myself from the call. I already have a surplus of leads, and I'm very fortunate to be able to be to have the luxury of being selective about the projects that I take on. I didn't really have any wish to get involved with this project. I've written before about spotting client red flags before, and this is not a rant about one difficult prospect. They happen all the time. It's more about a disturbing design trend that I'm seeing more and more frequently in the design world, which I believe is being supercharged by the rise of AI. Yeah, another article about AI, so sorry about that. But for the most part, I've avoided doom spouting about AI, you know, talking about whether AI will steal jobs and whatever. But I do think this article is important to talk about, because hopefully this will help you safeguard yourself against a new breed of super red flag clients, which I'm calling the self-declared expert. The self-declared expert is the kind of client who treats designers as implementers rather than strategists or partners. If they treat a designer as just another tool to be directed, manipulated, and instructed to produce exactly what they've already decided they want, then they're not really being served any value. This isn't new. You know, every profession will deal with this phenomenon to some extent. Every mechanic has a customer who insists, you know, the guy at the pub said this was the problem. Every designer has met a client whose aunt's friend's dog has made some improvements to your design in PowerPoint. Every doctor or nurse encounters patients who overrides diagnosis based on 15 years of training because they've done a 5-minute Google search. This phenomenon is known as the Dunning-Kruger effect. The Dunning-Kruger effect is a cognitive bias where people with limited knowledge in a domain vastly overestimate their abilities. This bias leads people to overestimate their ability and underestimate the knowledge of others, particularly those with more expertise. So don't underestimate the impact of a self-declared expert. It's probably one of the strongest client red flags out there. This kind of client can turn a straightforward design project into an ongoing battle of attrition. Here's what happens to your projects when trust in your expertise is missing or lost. The client will learn a few design terms from ChatGPT. They now feel like they know design. The client may stop considering how little they actually know, but they need to prove their knowledge by overriding your advice and your expertise. If they don't trust the expertise you're giving, your design decisions are no longer accepted. They start fact-checking and getting second opinions on absolutely every piece of work, and then every piece of work becomes a battlefield to be picked over, discussed, and justified. This can lead to you becoming defensive, and of course trust starts to erode. You waste hours discussing options for every work that you've already spent hours yourself exploring the options, and there goes your profit margin. So here's the irony. These kind of clients often expect a discount because they've done half the work already themselves, they say. In reality, you know, my job is to provide a design that helps the client attract and sell to their ideal customer. It would take me longer to explain and teach a client how to do every aspect of my job than it takes just to do the job myself. And this is how AI devalues design at the low end of the market. AI-powered tools are supercharging this problem to an entirely new level. Almost anyone can create a decent-looking graphic on Canva for free. Well, I'm going to debate that, anyone. But anyone can also generate, 3,000 legible, fairly well-structured words using ChatGPT. And anyone can ask an AI to design a website and get something that looks vaguely professional using tools like Midjourney. But before, you just had to deal with mismatched expectations of budget. From now on, you're also going to have to deal with context not even matching anymore. If you choose to live in the low end of the market, you're going to get the kind of clients that make demands instead of asking questions and listening to advice. Collaboration in projects is always a good way to work. There's always a to and fro between the client and the designer, but collaboration does cost more, and there's a line to be defined of where that collaboration ends, and the designer should be leading the project as the expert. Done with you costs more than done for you. AI is generative and predictive. It's based on whatever content came before. It lacks that wider context and ability to know what's correct for your specific situation. So the output from a design tool powered by AI may look visually appealing, but without the context, it's like a Ferrari without fuel. It might look good, but it's taking you nowhere. This is where the human expertise and discernment is still needed to define the why behind those design choices. So although AI can produce an image which meets all the design rules, a balanced composition, a neat grid, a harmonising colour scheme, it can't tell you why or when it should produce these things, and it doesn't know when to break the rules in order to stand out from others in the niche. So what's missing here? It's discernment. Discernment is the new value that you offer to your clients in the AI age. Discernment is the difference between knowledge and wisdom. In other words, anyone with an arm can pick up a hammer and beat a lump of iron, but it takes a blacksmith to hone that lump of iron into a sword. We can think of this expert level skill as tacit knowledge, stuff that is known but can't necessarily be explained. It's why a doctor gets a feeling about a diagnosis before any tests are done. It's why it takes a writer to recognise good writing. It's why I instantly knew this prospect's design was terrible, even though it took me 10 minutes to patiently explain why. Although it took me just seconds to look at his design and know that this wasn't going to help him sell his services, it took me 10 minutes to explain all of the rules of design as to why it was leading the user all over the page and why it was hard for the reader to read the text on the page. It's a combination of structure, balance, contrast, context, typography, legibility, composition, knowledge of his target market. That kind of experience of translating flat design into the web and dozens of other factors are built up over years of learning. This tacit knowledge is something that ChatGPT is yet to achieve. So just as ChatGPT's output by itself is only valuable when applied to a larger context, knowledge by itself is not valuable to the client. You probably know how to ride a bike or drive a car. You could give me the knowledge of how to drive or how to ride a bike, breaking it down into steps to take and writing it down. But until I actually get in a car or jump on that bike and start to learn how to do it, I'll never be able to drive a car. I have to pick up that muscle memory to learn to spot the hazards, to discern what to do and what not to do, and how much to do them, and in what context to do them. So there's only really one way to protect against being undercut by cheaper AI design tools. Discernment protects your value as a designer. I'm almost certain that AI will wipe out the lower end of the market for designers in the next few years. But here's the thing, you don't want to live at the low end of the market anyway. If you're pricing your design services at the bottom of the barrel, you're going to attract the kind of clients like the one at the start of this article. AI will be able to reproduce low quality work at a higher pace, lower cost, and sometimes even a higher quality than cheap designers ever will. But AI isn't able to spot and produce quality, so contextual work with the intrinsic knowledge of an expert, at least not yet, is how you're going to set yourself apart. This is how you protect yourself in the AI age. 1. Position yourself as a strategic partner, not an implementer. 2. Charge more. Seriously, it's past time you raised your rates. 3. Focus on the value your experience brings, not just the deliverables. 4. Develop and showcase your strategic thinking skills that delivers value to the business instead of just talking about what you're going to do. 5. Build high leverage skills across multiple areas. In other words, become a generalist. 6. work with clients who value expertise over cost. The clients who are most susceptible to thinking AI makes them design experts are usually the ones you don't want anyway. They're price sensitive, they direct rather than collaborate, and they're generally more troubled than they're worth. By positioning yourself higher in the market, you'll naturally filter out these low-end clients and attract those who value your true expertise. Why AI is making your design clients more difficult to work with. The low end of the market attracts these price-driven clients who direct instead of listen. At the low end of the market, design is already perceived as lacking value, so AI will turn designers from the go-to expert into just a human puppet actioning clients' ideas. To avoid this, designers must position as the expert and provide value as the strategist. They must deliver work that actually brings the business value, whether that's more money, or saved time, or increased exposure, or more brand clarity. The more that you can point to the value you're going to bring the business, the safer you'll be from AI and the more money you'll make. So learn to spot work that delivers value. Make sure your work speaks for itself and that you're building high leverage skills across a range of areas to protect your status as the go-to expert. I hope that's helped. If you're struggling to position yourself as the expert and charge your worth, you can subscribe for instant access to my guided offer workshop for freelancers and solopreneurs. There's a box down the bottom of this article. Thanks for reading, folks.